Next day, Rema did not go out to play. He had to attend a wedding in the family. After greeting the newlywed couple, he moved towards the food stalls with his parents. They had arrived late at the wedding hall and stood in a long queue to get their food. They took bread, vegetables, soup, and rice and ate that. Rema was already tired after having stood long in the queue, and he didn't want to stand in the queue again, but he wanted to eat his favorite pudding. He saw his elder sister Kaylee standing in the queue and asked her to get him a plate of pudding. When Kaylee came back, she had chow mein for herself, but had forgotten about the pudding. Seeing this, Rema asked her, "Hey, where's my pudding?" At this, she got irritated and said, "Pudding is so sweet and gooey, and on top of that, they put a pinkish syrup. Ew! How can you eat such stuff? Why don't you try chow mein? It is mildly sweet, sour, and spicy. Just the perfect type of food." Rema was upset that she didn't get the pudding and couldn't stand the criticism about his favorite dessert. He walked away in a fury and decided to get it himself. By the time he got to the counter, the pink syrup was over. He had the pudding without syrup. He was very upset. At home, Rema was sitting on the mattress with a long face, looking out of the window. His mother inquired, "Rema, what's wrong? You hardly talked on the way back from the wedding. Did you have a fight with Kaylee? What's the matter, dear?" Rema sobbed, buried his head in his mother's lap and replied, "Mama, I asked Kaylee to get me pudding, but she was too busy getting that yucky chow mein for herself. At the stalls, everybody pushes each other and kids of my age don't get their plates easily. By the time I got there, the pink syrup was over. How could she do this to me? She knows I love pudding. She's so mean." Mother held Rema in her arms and said smilingly, "Remember, you said yesterday, muddy brown is an ugly color. Can you imagine what Rupuya would have felt?" She didn't say anything further and requested Rema to sleep.